49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
Thanks for tuning in for another edition of Teddy Football. Scott Kegley here with the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson. And Ted, the 49ers back at home this week and get a very tough, very physical St. Louis Rams team and an opportunity for them to continue the positive momentum they had last week on Monday night.
Yeah, you know, Scott, this is there's so many levels in which this is a fascinating week. The 49ers kick St. Louis's butt in the game in St. Louis. So you know the Rams are chapped about that. It's a short week for the 49ers. The Rams are coming off a full week. They've played very well their last two games. So it's a fascinating game. And then you think you have a quarterback in Clemens that 49ers didn't see in game one. And we don't know as we're speaking whether or not the running back, Stacy, who didn't play against the 49ers but has been very good since then, we don't know if he's going to play. But if he does, that's another guy the team hasn't seen. So yeah, there's and Tavon Austin was not a factor at all in the game in St. Louis. He's become a factor since then. So it's in a lot of ways very different from the first game.
Yeah, well, Ted, we always take questions from the fans on Twitter, and the first question really is kind of right in the same ballpark as what you were referring to. At Bags49ers on Twitter writes in and says, it seems that the Rams have gotten better without Bradford. What are your thoughts there? You mentioned a few of the names that are stepping up.
Yeah, you know, that's a dynamic that I'm sure internally the Rams are trying to figure out. You know, since he's been with St. Louis, we get to see the Rams twice a year. I don't know that I've ever been overly impressed with Bradford's play. The Rams are committed to him for a ton of money, though, so it's going to be difficult for them to go elsewhere. I think since his injury, the two things that have happened is they found a running back in this young man, Stacy. The running back position was horrendous in the game that the 49ers played in St. Louis. They couldn't run. They couldn't block. It was terrible. Stacy's done that. And Tavon Austin wasn't involved. You know, for a guy they drafted in the top 10 that they traded up to pick, they didn't get him into the game at all. Now it appears they've figured out how to get him involved. And therefore, they're not asking Kellen Clemens to win the game for him. They're allowing him to use other weapons to score points. And I got to tell you, it gets your attention when in back-to-back games they score 38 and 42 points with Kellen Clemens as their quarterback. That's not the Rams we've gotten to know the last few years.
Yeah, they've become such an explosive team. And even Jim Harbaugh last week mentioned that against the Washington Redskins, how big those chunk plays to Anquan Boldin and Vernon Davis really were. And it seems like the 49ers are kind of getting going in the in that direction too, becoming a little bit more of an explosive offense here as everybody's getting healthy.
Yeah, that was a step. The Washington game was absolutely a step in that direction, Scott. You know, the running game got shut down, so there was nothing in the run game, but the pass game at least had that. And what we saw was the closest to week one for Colin Kaepernick and Anquan Boldin, where Colin trusted him, let Anquan make plays, and he didn't have the volume of catches that he had in week one, but every one of Anquan's five catches were significant, and that's what made, you know, really made the difference in the game with a defense, by the way, that is playing great.
Yeah, absolutely, and plenty to be thankful for here this week, Ted, especially as the 49ers welcome back number 15, Michael Crabtree, coming back this week, and at W831_Fuzzy on Twitter. It's an interesting Twitter handle there, but they want to know, do you think Crabtree will have a big game on Sunday, even though he isn't 100%?
It's funny, driving to the facility here, Scott, just before we talked, I heard some clips on the radio being played of Jerry Rice's famous return game after missing 15 weeks in 97, I think the year was, in December, and how significant it was, and he was able to step right in and contribute, and that's an unrealistic bar probably that everybody's held to. And I don't know, obviously I'm not privy to Michael's medicals, so I don't know precisely where he stands in his recovery. Other than, you know, I was told by the doctors when he first got hurt, 6 months. And this is 6 months. It's right now. So he's right on their target of being able to have a chance to play again. I think we've seen with Mario Manningham that it took a few games for him to get going. Quentin Dial has come back, has played a little bit, not much. Tank Carradine hasn't played yet, so perhaps I'm going to pull back just a little bit and not have too high a hope for Michael to be as he was at the end of last season. And I also think it's common sense, Scott, that if Michael plays Sunday, then we'll see him play, you know, a certain number of snaps. Mm-hmm. You can't just throw him out there and throw him out there full time. And break, you know, as I say, he needs an icebreaker game, kind of like Alden had with his first game back, plays 15, 20, whatever the number is, snaps, and then hopefully have Michael break that ice and be better and stronger for the Seattle game.
Yeah, and you can bet the opposing defense is going to know where he is when he is out there on the field, and it's going to be something that the Rams are going to have to account for. And just the threat of having him out there certainly does wonders for their offense. Final question here from @mzook55. Will Frank Gore get the majority of snaps this week? And, you know, Frank, he always has big games against the St. Louis Rams, and seems like he does against the entire NFC West.
Yeah, I mean, I know Frank was listed on the injury report this week. I don't know that it was anything significant, but I would assume he does. You know, I know the last couple of weeks the numbers of carries have been dialed back a little bit. I still think in the big picture that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Frank would disagree with me. I know if he was sitting right here, he would tell me to stop talking. But I want Frank Gore the last 2 weeks of the regular season and in January where we fully expect to play. I want him to be strong. And he's still in the top five in the league in carries. So the bigger question for the 49ers is whether it's Frank or Kendall or LaMichael is to get the run game back going. The last 2 weeks, especially in the run packages, two running backs, two tight ends, jumbo, et cetera, teams are just overloading the box and they've been stuffing the run game. Mm-hmm. So the red zone touchdown pass to Vernon in Washington to me was a good sign because that was the jumbo look and the 49ers broke the trend. They threw out of that mm-hmm. package and had a very easy touchdown as a result. Some of that may be a good thing to mix in to stop teams from just playing, okay, we know you're going to run, so here we come. Let's see if you can do it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Ted, and hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Are you going anywhere to call any college football this weekend?
Well, Taylor Price is really excited because I'm going down for the ASU-Arizona game Saturday night, which, of course, ASU has a chance to clinch home field for the Pac-12 championship and then be back right afterwards and ready to go Sunday. We'll see you there.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Ted, and see you on Sunday.
All right, Scotty.